Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading 1 Samuel chapter 26. 1 Samuel chapter 26. Then the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah, saying, "Is not David hiding himself on the hill of Hachilah, which is on the east of Jeshimon?" So Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph with 3,000 chosen men of Israel to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul encamped on the hill of Hachilah, which is beside the road on the east of Jeshimon. But David remained in the wilderness. When he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness, David sent out spies and learned that Saul had indeed come. Then David rose and came to the place where Saul had encamped. And David saw the place where Saul lay with Abner the son of Ner, the commander of his army. Saul was lying within the encampment while the army was encamped around him. Then David said to Ahimelech the Hittite, and to Joab's brother Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, "Who will go down with me into the camp to Saul?" And Abishai said, "I will go down with you." So David and Abishai went to the army by night, and there lay Saul sleeping within the encampment with his spear stuck in the ground at his head, and Abner and the army lay around him. Then Abishai said to David, "God has given your enemy into your hand this day. Now please let me pin him to the earth with one stroke of the spear, and I will not strike him twice." But David said to Abishai, "Do not destroy him, for who can put out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?" And David said, "As the Lord lives, the Lord will strike him, or his day will come to die, or he will go down into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should put out my hand against the Lord's anointed. But take now the spear that is at his head and the jar of water, and let us go." So David took the spear and the jar of water from Saul's head, and they went away. No man saw it or knew it, nor did any awake, for they were all asleep, because the deep sleep from the Lord had fallen upon them. Then David went over to the other side and stood far off on the top of the hill with a great space between them. And David called to the army and to Abner the son of Ner, saying, "Will you not answer Abner?" Then Abner answered, "Who are you who calls to the king?" And David said to Abner, "Are you not a man? Who is like you in Israel? Why then have you not kept watch over your lord the king? For one of the people came in to destroy the king your lord. This thing that you have done is not good. As the Lord lives, you deserve to die because you have not kept watch over your lord, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is and the jar of water that was at his head." Saul recognized David's voice and said, "Is this your voice, my son David?" And David said, "It is my voice, my lord, O king." And he said, "Why does my lord pursue after his servant? For what have I done? What evil is on my hands? Now therefore let my lord the king hear the words of a servant. If it is the Lord who has stirred you up against me, may he accept an offering. But if it is men, may they be cursed before the Lord, for they have driven me out this day, that I should have no share in the heritage of the Lord, saying, 'Go serve other gods.' Now therefore let not my blood fall to the earth away from the presence of the Lord. For the king of Israel has come out to seek a single flea like one who hunts a partridge in the mountains." Then Saul said, "I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do you harm, because my life was precious in your eyes this day. Behold, I have acted foolishly, and I have made a great mistake." And David answered and said, "Here is the spear, O king. Let one of the young men come over and take it. The Lord rewards every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness, for the Lord gave you into my hand today, and I will not put out my hand against the Lord's anointed. Behold, as your life was precious this day in my sight, so may my life be precious in the sight of the Lord, and may he deliver me out of all tribulation." Then Saul said to David, "Blessed be you, my son David. You will do many things and will succeed in them." So David went his way, and Saul returned to his place. Amen. All right, well, for our devotional today, I want to just give a quick recap of what happened over the past two chapters. Today's chapter was 26, so I want to go back to chapter 4 for a second. In chapter 24, David was conscience smitten because he had cut off a portion of King Saul's robe. While David handled that incident with Saul correctly, in the very next chapter, in chapter 25, he failed to apply the same principles to his dealings with Nabal. Were it not for Nabal's wife, Abigail, David would have taken matters into his own hands rather than leaving vengeance to God alone. But now here in this chapter, in chapter 26, we find David again in a very similar circumstance, as God gives him another chance to do it right. And that is exactly what David does. David expresses eloquently that judgment belongs to the Lord, not to David, either directly or indirectly. You know, we're told in Romans chapter 12, repay no one evil for evil, have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. David came to understand that the sovereign God would decide when and where and how Saul would perish, and that it is not up to David how that ends up. David surrendered his life to the Lord. He knew that he was a servant of God. He knew his place before the sight of his Lord. Capital L-O-R-D. We see throughout this chapter over and over again that there are multiple times when Lord is mentioned, and there are actually two types of Lords. There's Lord, all capital, which is referring to God, the God of Israel, the God who has anointed Saul to be king and has called David to be the next king after Saul. And then we see Lord, all lowercase, which is referring to Saul. David humbled himself before the lowercase Lord, King Saul, because Saul was the anointed one before God. God had anointed Saul to be king. And even though God regrets making Saul king, nevertheless, God has still anointed Saul to be king. And David knew his place. Who is he to kill God's anointed? He knew his place. And he surrendered Saul into the hands of his capital L-O-R-D, Lord, to his God. And he says, vengeance is not in my hands. Vengeance is the Lord's. And so today, I want to invite us to surrender our lives into the hands of our God. Surrender our circumstances into the hands of our Lord. We are servants of God. And so often we try to take matters into our own hands, like David almost did with Nabal in chapter 25. But praise be to God that in chapter 26, David makes it right. He makes the right decision. And he surrenders his circumstance and his decisions into the hands of his God. And he says, vengeance is not in my hands, but it is the Lord's. And so, let's surrender our lives and our circumstances into God's hands. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today, and we thank you, Lord, that David learned his lesson from chapter 25. God, we thank you that in chapter 26, that he is able to continue to fix his eyes upon you, to surrender his life into your hands, his circumstances, his decisions. Even though he had Saul right before him, and he and Abishai were able to kill Saul right away, yet Saul knew his place before you, God. And he surrendered his rights into your hands. And he said, Lord, let your will be done. Whatever you want to do with Saul, let that be done. And so, God, we thank you Thank you for your Holy Spirit moving in and through David. Thank you, God, for this example of what it looks like to be a servant before you, God. We pray, Lord, that we would follow that example of David today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining, everyone. I hope you were blessed through this devotional, and I hope you can continue to join us tomorrow in our daily devotionals. Have a great day.